Hey everybody, today is June 26th and bugs are starting to pick up in a lot of areas. So, Nick, what's happening in Rice?
It's kind of some downtime a little bit, in that, over the next week or two, we'll have some rice starting to head. And I've already had questions what we think stink bugs are going to be. And it seems like every year we can find them loaded up in the ditch banks, and it doesn't necessarily correlate to what we're going to see in the crop, but seeing a lot of them out there. I don't know if that means we're going to deal with high stink bugs or not. The other thing, some folks are catching bill bugs in sweep nets out there looking for Delphacid. We'll hit on Delphacid in just a second, and want to know if there's something they could do. And a lot of this is in flooded rice. And I mean, honestly, no. We just don't see a lot of damage in flooded rice. And a lot of times, the damage you're seeing are them larvae that are in the stems. There's nothing foliar going to get to them there. I do feel like we're seeing just more bill bugs on the landscape. It's not uncommon for us to see some in some of our weevil counts, and we've seen a lot more of them this year than we're used to seeing adults down there in the root mass. From a Delphacid standpoint, it's kind of a trickle effect down in Texas right now, sort of. They're finding them more and more. They're starting to spray a little bit. It's not the big, huge blowout populations that they were dealing with around this time last year. Really, it was more like first, second week of July. So, I mean, right now things are kind of on the same track they were last year, but honestly, it's going to be one of them. Time will tell. We've been doing some surveys. We've yet to find any in the state. If you do have rice that's booting up good, it probably wouldn't hurt to look just to make sure. And I'd go to the thickest stand that you have in that field. If you got double planted ends or where the fertilizer got doubled up, those sort of things, that tends to be where they're going to congregate. So, but right now things are a little bit quiet there.
Yeah, and I guess in cotton, plant bugs really seem to have started to make a move into some of these fields. And we've got cotton ranging everywhere from seems like about pinhead square all the way up to guys having some blooms, starting to bloom this week. But I've heard from quite a few people that they're starting to pick up plant bugs, and a lot of this corn is, kind of turning brown silks now, and so we're starting to get a lot of those plant bugs move out of corn and move off into our cotton fields. On top of that, I've also heard quite a bit about mites. I mean, we even got mites over at the a little bit of mites over at the station at Mariana, but even with all this rain guys have had in some areas, I mean, they're still picking up quite a few spider mites. I mean, that doesn't always knock them in the head. It might delay them a little bit, but I think with this dry spring we had, a lot of those spider mites probably got a head start, and so we had some pretty good populations. And then everybody goes through and starts burning down ditches, burning down weeds that they weren't able to get sprayed earlier this year because of all these rainfall events, and some of those spider mites just move over onto your cotton. The other thing, it seems like everybody's got aphids in their fields this year. I've seen them in every field that I've gone to. It seems like I've seen aphids at some level. So, what should I do about all that? I think, most guys right now on this pre-blooming cotton, they're running their imidacloprid shots, and it does okay on your aphids. It doesn't. It's not just going to completely take them out in general, but it does all right on your aphids. Doesn't do anything for spider mites, but it does okay for your plant bugs for this time of year. But getting up there closer to bloom, I might want to move over to like Transform or something like that, because I know a lot of guys are going to go out with Vertinto as soon as it hits bloom. And like I said on our previous podcast, is I'd kind of like to make sure we got our aphids kind of in check before we go out with our Vertinto application, just because I don't want to see a bunch of aphids blow up behind blow up behind a Vertinto application. And it's not necessarily because I'm scared of aphids. Aphids really, it takes a whole lot of aphids to really cause any yield loss. But I just don't want guys to have to come back and spray for them again later and just add more money into this crop. And of course, that Vertinto did really good on your spider mites as well. So that'll hopefully keep them in check. It's looked as good as anything that we've tested as far as activity on spider mites goes. But anyways, that's kind of what's going on in cotton that I'm hearing about. Nick, how about in beans? I know both me and you have got some calls about like bollworms and stink bugs.
Yeah, I mean, and what's interesting about it's been a handful of bollworm calls. All of them seem to be north of 40. And it's running right at threshold, you know, up around 8 or 9 in a few fields, but it's really light. Talked to some folks down in southeast Arkansas, and the question is, where are the bollworms? And they're not even kicking up moths in some of them bean fields. And I mean, I would assume this corn's probably sucking up most of them.
Yeah, and
I mean,
that's what we kind of talked about was, driving around, there's areas that seem to have that really early planted corn where they got their silks that are already brown, and then you still got a lot of silking corn that's pollinating, and so bollworms are going to be going to that, but I'm wondering if there's big swaths of, brown silking corn that bollworms might just pass up and go straight into some bean fields
sure.
in some areas, just a thought.
And the stink bugs are still out there, and it just really depends on the calls I got this week wasn't as much of that like R2, R3 type first little initial push. This was a lot of early R5 beans that were running some pretty high numbers of mainly greens. Few red banded starting to pop up on a regular basis down in the southeast Arkansas, but not necessarily at treatment levels. Some of them fields were at threshold when you combined everything together.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm hearing too. Just guys picking up red bands here and there. It's not like populations of red bands by themselves triggering threshold, but
Yeah.
kind of when you combine it with greens and browns, they seem to be there. I guess, and then in corn, it's kind of that time of year. We mentioned it the other day, but be paying attention for southwestern corn borers. Do your best if you're in one of these areas where you've had them in the past. This is that time of year when those southwestern corn borers are flying, and it's kind of time to make your application. And I'd recommend Besiege or Vanacor, or even Intrepid does a good job. The residual is not quite as long, but one of the diamides, you're going to get several weeks of control with that. So if you're a little early, you're protected for a pretty good while. Anyway,
Seeing
how
a
about
few random army worms right now, some signal grass kind of all throughout the state. I have no idea what that's going to mean crop wise, and the populations are real low, but start to see a few of them out there.
Yeah, I got a few pictures of them, but I hadn't seen a whole lot of numbers anyways in places I've gone, but
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that about cover everything?
Think so.
All right. Well, if you need us, call us. My number's 501-517-3853.
And I'm 870-456-8486.
All right, thank you very much.
Always read and follow label instructions. Some products may not be registered for sale or use in all states or counties. Please check with your local extension service to ensure registration status. Besiege is a restricted use pesticide.